Do you have confidence limits on that curve? She said.
I did, Gerhard said.
But I don't know anymore. We've passed the confidence limits already. They were about plus or minus 2 minutes for 99%.
You mean the seizure would have occurred between 6-2 and 6-6?
Yeah, roughly. He shrugged. But it obviously didn't happen.
It might take time before it was discovered.
It might, Gerhard nodded. He didn't seem convinced.
She returned to the window. The sun was up now, shining with a pale reddish light. Why did sunrises always seem weaker, less brilliant than sunsets? They should be the same. Behind her, she heard a single electronic beep.
Uh-oh, Gerhard said.
She turned.
What is it?
He pointed across the room to a small mechanical box on a shelf in the corner. The box was attached to a telephone. A green light glowed on the box.
What is it? She repeated.
That's the special line, he said. The 24-hour recording for the dog tag.
She went over and picked up the telephone from its cradle. She listened and heard a measured, resonant voice saying, "Should be advised that the body must not be cremated or damaged in any way until the implanted atomic material has been removed. Failure to remove the material presents a risk of radioactive contamination. For detailed information..." She turned to Gerhard.
"How do you turn it off?"
He pressed a button on the box. The recording stopped.
"Hello?"
she said. There was a pause. Then a male voice said,
"Whom am I speaking to?"
"This is Dr. Ross."
"Are you affiliated with the..."
A short pause.
"The Neuropsychiatric Research Unit?"
"Yes, I am."
"Get a pencil and paper. I want you to take an address down. This is Captain Anders of the Los Angeles Police."
She gestured to Gerhard for something to write with.
"What's the problem, Captain?"
"We have a murder here," Anders said. "And we've got some questions for your people."
Chapter 7 Three patrol cars were pulled up in front of the apartment building off Sunset. The flashing red lights had already drawn a crowd, despite the early hour and the morning chill. She parked her car down the street and walked back to the lobby. A young patrolman stopped her.
"You a tenant?"
"I'm Dr. Ross. Captain Anders called me."
He nodded toward the elevator.
"Third floor, turn left," he said, and led her through.
The crowd watched curiously as she crossed the lobby and waited for the elevator. They were standing outside, looking in, peering over each other's shoulders, whispering among themselves. She wondered what they thought of her. The flashing lights from the patrol cars bathed the lobby intermittently with a red glow. Then the elevator came and the doors closed. The interior of the elevator was tacky, plastic paneling made to look like wood, worn green carpeting stained by innumerable pets. She waited impatiently for it to creak up to the third floor. She knew what these buildings were like, full of hookers, full of